They're great. WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
You live according to God's 600 commandments, right?
613.
You understand them all?
Takes a lifetime of learning.
But you follow the ones you don't understand because the ones you do understand make sense, and you believe that the guy who created them knows what he's doing.
Of course.
So, you will trust my diagnosis, and you'll let me treat her, because in this temple, I am Dr. Yahweh.
I want a new doctor.
Hey! Stop that Jew!
Stop that Greg House.
Spineless load.
Right. Yeah, sure, boy.
Sure, boy.
It's the Don and Mike Show, boy. Yeah, sure. It's funny, right?
Right. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
That was funny.
That was rude. There's somebody hanging up on us. I want to bring up something just for a moment to be serious for a second. And then we get back to the show. We were talking about that dude, Mike Ramey, out in Sacramento that just got laid off.
Right.
By CBS. We wish him good tidings, really, even though the guy was kind of a dickwad program director. Another guy we talked about over the years was one of our more recent program directors, Greg Gillespie,
yes,
who is suffering from an inoperable brain tumor. And this is not anything that you want to laugh about and not anything that you want to be irreverent about. And I know that there is an industry-wide movement to get some financial support for Greg and his family. Through people like Dwight Douglas, you know, a lot of people have been in the industry for a long time. If you would be interested, send us an email at donandmikewebsite.com, and we'll send you a link to where you can make a donation for Greg Gillespie's family. But really, it's got to be on the up and up, because this is a deal with broadcasters, and this guy had worked with consultants, so it's a bunch of big consultants getting together and trying to help his family through a very tough time. He's got a wife, and he's got a daughter, and it really gets just 18,000 different shades of awful.
Yeah. Yep, and so, donandmikewebsite.com, send an email along for that.
Really, and
if you'd be interested in donating for Greg's family.
Because we, you know, we're going to go right back to being dicks in a second. We jam on these program directors all the freaking time. The truth is, this guy Gillespie, our problem with him was not that he wanted to be one of the guys to tell us to shut up. He really wanted to be a part of things.
He did.
To the point like where he went to Mike's restaurant and announced that he was Mike's boss.
Yeah.
And he did it because he knew that we are going to bust his chops on the air, and he liked it.
And the amazing thing about Greg is that after all of that, and after he left the radio station, he continued his correspondence, and we all would, we'd laugh about it because, you know, he was a program director, and he would send us different emails about different things going
very
on.
Very odd emails.
Some were very strange, some were normal, but, you know, he kept in contact, and he was like the guy that kept on plugging,
right,
even after all that. So, you know, you don't want to see anybody go through that. You
I
really don't.
I want to tell him on a very personal note, if he happens to be listening, you know, what I went through with Frida pales to what he's going through, and he was nice enough as recently as January, and he's had this brain thing going on for a while, sent me a very nice email like, hey, it's great you got your life back together, constantly sending me notes about how he liked our show and
right,
how even now he was listening and a big fan. So, you know, if you got a second, think about it, send us an email, because that's a bad situation for any cat, program director or otherwise.
If you're interested in donating, you know, it's Greg Gillespie, and send it to donandmikewebsite.com.
We'll work on that.
Right.
Now, Ramey, listen, his brain is fine, so he's on his own.
He'll be fine.
You know what I mean?
He'll be okay.
What Ramey needs to do is just what they would do in the old days. Put all of his things, like in a big, gigantic picnic cloth on the end of a stick.
Right.
And walk down by the railroad tracks,
right,
and just wait for the next job.
Yeah, and we were speculating, you know, hey, why Ramey? You know, he's been out there a long time. And, of course, we immediately came out to the solution as to why Ramey's probably no longer out in Sacramento.
On somebody
they
cheaper.
Probably, yeah, they probably took a look at his W-2. That's exactly what happened. That's probably what happened.
Well, and that, all that really means that whoever replaced him really works cheap. Because Ramey was not bringing in any kind of big bucks.
Good guy. Good luck, Mike Ramey.
Yeah, but let's not go crazy. He's not dying, okay?
No.
Not like the other guy, seriously. Hello, Don and Mike Show. And God bless you, Greg Gillespie,
yeah,
seriously. Right. Hello, Don and Mike Show. What's happening?
Yeah. Hey, Don. How you doing, brother?
Very, very nice. Not your brother. Well, I guess I am your brother.
Yeah.
I'm your brother from another mother.
That's right, man. And I love it when you do your black impersonation of the president. That's really nice. My son yesterday, I couldn't get through, but he's been telling the show, and I just love it. And
what?
Do you understand anything this guy's saying?
No. Something about something.
What about your black
impression
of the
our black president?
What are you talking about?
Makes him laugh.
My son tells this joke, and yeah, I was trying to get through yesterday on Make Us Laugh. But
oh no, your son will have to pay us $50.
Yeah, you have to send a check or a money order.
That's our new
excuse me. I'm sorry. You'll have to send us cash or a money order because we just found out we are not accepting checks,
right. And we are not making that deal with PayPal.
Right.
So it's got to be just cash or a money order.
Yeah. PayPal realized that it was a tremendous money making opportunity that might rival, the boat lift from Cuba in the 1980s.
Okay. So listen, take that $50 that your kid would have used for the joke and send it to us for Greg. And thanks and goodbye.
Take care.
Wow, thank you.
Bye!
I like that when a listener says, wow, that was quick.
We made him. He expected us to take a crap on him.
Cut him off at the knees!
Sometimes we don't.
You made him dizzy.
Robbie, you keep bringing these stories about Charles Barkley. I love Charles Barkley, but it is just, it's BS.
That's BS. That's terrible.
Charles Barkley says he definitely plans to run for governor of Alabama. Now, Charles Barkley says this virtually every year.
But first, I don't want to run for Congress.
That's horrible.
How terrible.
He doesn't. He doesn't even live in the state of Alabama. He's got to go live there for 5 years first.
First things first, Don. He'll get around to running. They did a rerun last night on TBS of Frank TV,
right?
And it was the one where he did Charles Barkley obsessing on Kim Jong Il. He's going to blow up the world.
Wouldn't you love to see Charles Barkley as a presidential candidate? Though?
Oh, got it.
Or as any kind of candidate?
Sure. Yes.
Yeah.
I'm serious as a heart attack.
I'll tell like it is.
He would.
Tell like it is, Don.
He would. So Rob calls me today. He loves it when he gets exciting news.
Yes. I love it.
He calls me first and he says, "Hey, did you hear that Charles Barkley's running for mayor of Alabama?" And I'm like, "Listen, Rob, all the time this comes out, this is so much nothing." Then he said, "Ha ha, do you know about Delta Burke?" And I said, "No, what's the deal with her?" And he said something like, "She's being put in a psych ward." And then I said, "Okay, what else you got?" And he said, "Do you know about Jack Klugman?" And I said, "No." He said, "Jack Klugman just got married. You want to know why?" I'm like, "Why?" He said, "'Cause he wanted to wait until Brett Summers died to remarry."
Wow.
He's 85.
Is he still talking like
those,
that? Yeah,
those are all the stories that are in Rob Spiewak's head.
Yeah.
From the halls of Biloxi.
He just called me up today with three bulletins. He said, "Hey, listen, did you know Charles Barkley's running for governor?" I shoot that down, and you go right to Delta Burke.
Right.
I had no idea what's wrong with her.
And she's hoarding.
Is she still married to Major Dad?
I believe so, but she's got problems with hoarding and ADD.
OCD.
OCD. Oh, yeah. Forgive me, all obsessive the spelling. Compulsive. I'm not a good speller.
Hoarding?
Hoarding.
Like,
yeah.
Like a pad rack.
Not whoring.
No. I bet she collects baskets. Fat women like baskets.
Has she gotten fat again? Is there a recent picture?
I found no picture. Okay. Well, you know, she's been locked up.
I'm hoarding.
And what about your fascination with Jack Klugman?
Jack Klugman, you know, my TiVo captures the weirdest things, and this weekend it caught off HBO Family, The Odd Couple Together Again, and it was right after Jack Klugman had his surgery, so they wrote it into the plot.
Oh, dear.
That he was recovering from throat cancer, and Felix had to come back and live with him to help him recover.
Hello, Felix.
And you'll be pleased to know that Jack Klugman is marrying Bing Crosby's ex-daughter-in-law.
Really?
It's such a showbiz marriage.
So that
it?
Would be like wife of Gary Crosby?
I think she was married to Philip Crosby.
Philip Crosby, the children who were abused by
Bing. Exactly.
Buzz, have
beat
you
the hell out of
have
them.
You ever wondered what a phone call is like with Rob?
I think I'm getting some
this
idea.
This is exactly like, this is about 10:15 this morning. I'm just getting the news according to Rob.
That excite Rob.
I read the newspaper. Wow. I watch the TV
was
news.
That before or after he told the story of his son throwing the booster seat?
I had to call you back with that.
That was breaking news. Uh-huh. Yeah, he did call back and say, "Are you sitting down? Do you want to hear about your godson being the greatest son of all time?"
Now, you know, I know that Buzz will carry the top drawer stuff, and he will cover the war and the election. Right. But after that, there's sometimes no time for Klugman.
You don't think Buzz would have the Klugman story?
I don't think he would.
What's the other thing that pissed you off today?
There was a bunch of stuff.
No, there was one last. I know what it was. The last thing was, and it's funny when Rob really gets mad. He said, "Oh yeah, one more thing. Aren't you really glad that you didn't go to Cher's farewell tour?"
Ah,
I'm like,
yeah, the fact that Cher is performing in Caesar's Palace in Las Vegas has angered you. You don't want her to come back.
She was saying goodbye for 3 years.
It's right.
She finally finishes up.
I saw the interview with Cher this morning, and she does not do retirement well.
And now she doesn't do anything.
Did you know that Cher suffers from depression?
I would too, if looking in a mirror at that.
She suffers from depression, and one of the reasons she's going back to work is to combat her depression because work improves her psyche.
She should do a Pink Floyd song on her new tour.
Come on, you know you'd go to Caesars and see a Cher.
Yeah, I would.
You'd go see that show.
Of course you would. Those are just Rob Spiewak's big stories.
These are hot topics.
And I love it when Rob...
Would you like a little Cher tip-in?
I love it when he just calls with news. like hello? Yes. Did you know Barkley's running for governor?
Uh-huh.
Aha! Flash. Did you know Delta Burke is in rehab?
Here's why I'm going to be in the front row at the opening night of Cher's tour.
She's going to have a different stage for every song. A different stage for every single song in her repertoire.
Like a whole set?
Yes.
Wow.
That's it. It's an amazing production.
It's going to be like you're going to be like in a giant fallopian tube. You're going to be
looking, it'll have nodules on it.
It's like
little
show,
nodes on
it's
it.
Like that old show Fantastic Voyage.
No, it'll actually be like the large intestine. It'll be the colon and each of the little nodules that they pick off the colon will be another stage.
Polyps.
That's right.
Anal polyps.
It'll look like a rock climbing wall.
Ask for the mic.
She can climb to the top. Uh-huh.
Do you believe in love?
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hi. One of your junior reporters out here, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Do you know one of the prerequisites for the Redskins coaching job from what I've heard here?
You got to be able to suck a lot of Snyder.
You have to spend the night at his house.
He's done that, I think, with all of these guys that he's jerking around for this job.
Pretty disappointed when Spagnuolo didn't accept the job. He took a giant raise from the Giants.
I'm thrilled that someone from the Giants said to him, listen, dude, I know it's a job, but trust me, you go work for Dan Snyder, you're never gonna recover from it.
Mm-hmm. And you know the stone cold lock now is Jim Fossil.
Yeah. Right.
You know, that day that you were talking about it and that you were, chiming in with your incredible support of the Jim Fossil hire.
What a hire.
I thought that was a done deal, and then they went into this, this interview process.
No, it's because Jim Fossil is so freaking hot, Mike. You had to throw it out there and then pull it back and wait for it, wait for it. Who will it be? Somebody good? Somebody hot? Somebody good? No! Same old loser from the Giants.
It's going to be a cherry gig, as he waits for the defensive coordinator and the offensive coordinator to take over the job.
I wonder how he'll be able to coach with Dan Snyder's hand all the way up his prostate.
Come on now. Here we go. It's going to be a fun time.
Have they made that announcement yet, or is it still going on?
I can't fault Jim Fossil. I'm an NFL groupie. I would do anything, literally, to be in that position. Mm-hmm. I got to think, if it's one of only 32 jobs in the world like that and you work your whole life and maybe you get a shot. All right, so the guy's got a Napoleon complex.
Right.
All right, so the guy's just a giant micromanager. All right, so you're pretty much going to have to live in the guy's rectum.
All right, so you have an offensive and defensive coordinator that have already been hired, not by you.
All right, you're really not going to have a lot of say into exactly what gets done with the team because there's another bug-eyed guy there that makes decisions before you.
All right, so you're going to have four games of four losses before they're probably going to replace you anyway.
And even though you have like a guaranteed contract with a buyout, that doesn't mean anything because if your fart smells the wrong way, he'll give you $1 million and just send you on your way.
So long.
Other than that, enjoy the job. Now, I guess what I'm saying is from the standpoint of the guy from the Giants, you might think, these jobs are pretty rare. Even a job like the Raiders job, that's a bad job, but it's a job.
What surprises me is the trend in the NFL now that you've got, they're paying them more money, so that's the obvious reason. But the trend seems to be a lot of these coordinators now.
Something that we started right here, Mike.
Yes.
We started that right here. That's right. I like to call it the Don and Mike rule. All of these other teams are doing this now.
Right.
Just at the perfect, would it be like Holmgren? Same
right.
thing. A big, fat, demonstrative son of a bitch who's going to step down to Seattle and then be replaced by his good friend, a much younger, a much slimmer, a much more buoyant, a much more positive. Well, that's not a good example.
What the hell are you talking about?
Oh, because Holmgren is going to be replaced by Jim Mora Jr.
Okay. What I was going to say was the coordinators now are staying put. You're getting these guys that have the opportunity to coach in the NFL, and they're not taking it. They're holding on to these coordinator jobs.
And the reason is because a lot of them already have, like I said, why it's like our show.
Right.
They got the next guy already lined up. Like, for instance, the Colts, that guy Caldwell, he's already got it in his deal. When Tony Dungy retires, he gets the job.
Automatically.
Yeah. Wade Phillips, the deal with Jason Garrett.
So Steve Spagnuolo is waiting for Tom Coughlin to die.
Yeah. although he doesn't have it in writing yet.
Okay.
There are three guys that have that
And Wade Phillips down in Dallas, same thing, right?
Jason Garrett and now Mike Holmgren in Seattle. So
okay. So that's why they're doing it.
Yeah.
They're just they're actually not only paying their head coach, they're paying the heir apparent, too.
Yes. And for a guy like Snyder, what a pisser that must be because this guy can't find one guy to take the job.
Yeah. Has Jim Zorn, the new offensive coordinator for the Redskins, has he ever coached in the NFL?
I think he was
head coach in the NFL?
No, he's a quarterback coach with Seattle.
That's right. Comes from the planet Zorn.
Zorn. I love the name Jim Zorn. Zorn!
I am Zorn. I am from Zorn.
But that's exactly what we're doing here. See, there's a plan of succession, right?
Right.
It would be like, it'd be nutty if I left and Jack Diamond came in here.
Well, I have to tell you, that was the first choice. I had to battle against that.
Well, I thought that's if you had to go there. I mean, if he was going to come here.
Uh-huh. Never met with them. But it's...
you did.
Would have been a trade. Well, Mike, you missed an opportunity there.
I'm really sorry I'm not going to have that opportunity.
You missed an opportunity to sit down with Sidell.
That's a damn shame. That's a real pity party.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, so that's nutty.
Yeah. Well, it's going to suck. I mean, it really, you know, now that you said it early on when they went with Fossil. Now, God, he's coming into a situation. I mean, I just don't get it. I don't get it. You bring a coach in and he's got no ability to run his own team.
And, you know, everybody just hates Dan Snyder.
What if we're wrong, though? We could be wrong. Who knows? What if Fossil comes in and bingo, all of a sudden next year's the year?
19-0.
Yeah, right.
Hey, he
right, Mike.
Just remember, he did lose a Super Bowl. That's just not fair.
Yeah, no, sucks to be a Redskins fan. Really sucks.
Winning in the NFL, I think it's been proven directly proportional to good looks.
What an awful job it is. If you're a young guy and you've just come off the hottest season that a coordinator can have, and you turn down this job, because Snyder's such a little dick.
No details on what the Giants pay the guy yet. That hadn't been released when I heard about
a lot.
A lot.
But relatively speaking, about what Snyder's paying his assistants already.
Yeah, right.
So a lot of dough. Yeah, and he'll just be standing there behind Tom Coughlin going, "Boo! Boo!"
He really did. You see this with these coordinators now when they're covering the games, too. Almost, really, as much camera time as Tom Coughlin got in the Super Bowl. Yeah. I mean, they showed that guy all the time.
And I would think that you would have to be a guy with a pretty strong streak of self-confidence. Like, I can see Mike Holmgren not being influenced by the fact that he's got a successor standing next to him. Mm-hmm. Wade Phillips, I look at him like maybe he gets a little greasy in his shorts.
Yeah.
You know, the first time that they fumble the ball when he turns and he sees, you know, his heir apparent standing next to him.
Starts gripping his chest.
Of the three that you mentioned, Wade Phillips, Tom Coughlin, and Mike Holmgren, who will die first?
Boy, you know, Commandant Coughlin has the ability to let go of his stress. Wade Phillips doesn't seem to get as demonstrative. I think Holmgren is...
I disagree.
Huh?
I think Wade Phillips.
You think Wade Phillips?
I think that
the Jerry Jones factor?
He might be the softest coach.
Doughy is?
The worst shape of all of them.
And he's also, almost old school, he's so doughy.
He might be like battling Beatties. Last night, did you happen to see?
What do you think, Jackson?
It's like a game show.
Last night, when,
what do you think, Jackson?
Oh, yeah.
The Beatties.
They were in this ad, and it goes, and Isadelli, he's big and fat.
Mm-hmm.
And
that goes, fat as he's ever been.
Hi, I'm Randy Jackson in my big, fat, untucked shirt. You know, I recently found out that I have diabetes. Well, I did some things to change my life, and I'm feeling better. I'm looking at him going, "What? Would you change brands of like toilet paper?"
Right. He's got the wings under the table at American Idol.
Every endocrinologist will tell you if you have type 2 diabetes, produce a dance show. That'll cure you.
I'm sure.
That'll solve it 100%.
I think the only way Coughlin dies first is if he just explodes. He Coughlin screams so loud that he splits open.
Don't you think those coaches that let it all out, and Coughlin certainly has no problem letting it all out. When you said the story about Holmgren and how his wife has to prepare whether it's going to be a win or a loss.
And she can't go to the games because she can't stand being
there. She stays till kickoff and goes home,
And then she goes home and turns off the TV and turns off the radio and plans the mood based on if they win or lose.
You want to know why, though, Spagnuolo didn't take that gig? I was hearing that he had spent... in the interview process, and I'm not sure whether this is true or not, or I'm getting this right.
20 hours
of interviewing.
You know what that is?
With him. I would 20 hours with him. Of course, you'd turn and run,
John. I want you to tell me something seriously. We're gonna play a game now. I'm going to tell you a number, and you tell me your favorite player. Okay, ready? 12. Who's your favorite number 12? Please, come on, John Spagnuolo. I'm Dan Snyder. These are the questions I ask.
I'd have to say Dan Joe Namath.
Wrong!
That's the answer.
Wrong!
At times, the negotiations became contentious.
Everyone knows the answer is Roger Staubach. I'm sorry, get me Jim Fossil.
And that's what they also said, didn't they, that it had become contentious at times during the interview? I'd love to see what is that all about.
You know what I think it's about? I think it's about, like, this guy Spagnuolo, I'm guessing, saying, I've listened to you for 20 hours, and pretty much what you've told me is all the ways that you're going to run me.
Yeah.
And guess what, you little prick? Take your $800 million and shove it up 809 million different ways of your little tiny Napoleon butt.
What interview process in any job of any level in the United States requires 20 hours?
And furthermore, you're interviewing a possible NFL head coach, not really a passive, easygoing bunch of guys.
Yeah, I mean, just the
They're not going to sit for 20 hours.
The whole thing sounds strange to me.
You know who got the most dicked around? Was that poor guy, Greg Williams.
Yeah, the defensive coordinator.
So this dude, it's in his contract.
Right.
He's got, like, this thing we're talking about with the coaches. It's in his contract. When Gibbs leaves, if we don't make you the coach, we're going to give you $1 million. So Gibbs leaves, and they say to him, okay, good news. You got an interview. Then they say, okay, we need a second interview. We need a third interview.
Yeah. Same thing.
We need a fourth interview. And these interviews are like you're talking about.
Right.
They're reported in the media. Massive 16-hour sessions.
Huge, contentious sometimes, which I don't know how that would go. I just don't get it.
And they're all at Dan Snyder's house. And if you're one of these coaches.
Are they doing simulated games?
You stay in his guest room.
Right.
Or in his guest house, excuse me. In his bungalow.
You know, like he's the emperor. You know, like you're going into the Forbidden City. Give me a break.
Although I got to say, if I had the opportunity, I'd kiss his Napoleon ass from here to the moon.
Are you pitching? Are you saying? They haven't done it yet.
I am pitching or catching for Dan Snyder. No, I mean, if I was one of these coordinators, I wish I would have the balls as Spagnuolo did. Uh-huh. I'm guessing to say, listen. What you're telling me, like, is 18 million way you're going to run me. Guess what? See you later, shorty.
I'd just love to know. I'd like to be a fly on the wall, know what the process is, that you've got a guy that's going in there for 20 hours. And really, I was joking about it, but I'm thinking maybe simulated games, or they're sitting there, they're looking at game film, and they're asking, hey, so what would you do right here? What would you do? What would you do now? Oh, you know, write down your answers, quizzing. What the hell? What is the process that involves 20 hours as opposed to, you know, in the old days? Really? In the old days when Vince Lombardi was hired to coach the Green Bay Packers, don't you think it was just like, you got a fine head on your shoulder? This. Thank you. It's a handshake deal.
Here's my thought. We run the ball to the left. We run the ball to the right. And I take no interference for little tiny Napoleon guys.
All right. I want an offensive line. I want really big guys. All right. For the receivers, I want really fast guys. For the quarterback, I want a guy with good vision. Thank you very much. I've made my decision.
One more thing. Too much cleavage on the cheerleaders.
That Marie will never approve of that.
And what the frig is the priority here? Winning football games? I'm making more money.
Who are you asking me these questions? You never played ball.
You spoiled little brat. Come here. Let me take your head and put it underneath my armpit and my old man undershirt and give you a noogie. A Vince Lombardi noogie.
Or he just cuffs him. You know, just does the little slapping back of the head.
And it's raining and I need a plastic cover for my hat.
Absolutely. My fedora, baby.
I'm Vince Lombardi. And even if I was alive, I wouldn't work for you, Snyder.
All right, now we'd like to introduce the new coach of the Washington Redskins. His name is Jim Fossil, and he has been neutered. Thank you very, very much.
How y'all doing? I'm Coach Fossil. Well, so I'm glad to be here at the Redskins. A little sore right now. Doctors tell me I'm going to be sore for a couple days, but they say once the blood leaves my urine and once my bottom starts hurting, I'm going to be ready to be Redskins.
And now we'd like to bring out the owner of the Redskins. He is wearing a toga today. Yes, the Roman Emperor himself, Mr. Dan Snyder.
I'll tell you something. He's got a giant wife. He is married to a 50-foot tall woman.
She's an Amazon.
It's just he is so small.
That guy doesn't have a chance. No, you're absolutely right.
Fossil.
He's going to come in and...
Will he last the season?
Of course. I mean, what are they going to do? Who are they going to replace him with? Mike Huckabee?
That'd be good.
Here's the new head coach of your Washington Redskins, Mitt Romney.
Huck Mikeabee.
Does it make a difference?
Huck Mikeabee.
Oh, Christ.
Well, look, no matter what happens, we can all agree prices will go up.
Yeah, and which is... well, let's leave it there, Mike. You said a mouthful.
Amen.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.